Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From gutters to landscaping, from replacement windows to a full basement remodel, and everything in between, it's time for the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. Now, here's your host, Big Time Mike McGivern, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, my co-host this week. She is my friend, she's the owner of Milestone Plumbing, and she's someone who would never rip me on a Zoom meeting. She's Jessie Cannizzaro. Jessie, how are you today?
Good morning, Mike. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Good. You know, one of those things I said was not true. You are my friend, and you are the owner of Milestone Plumbing. But that third one, that meeting we were on yesterday, that was, you're funny. You're a funny plumber, Jessie.
I knew you'd appreciate my humor.
I loved it, to be honest with you. I would think that maybe, you know, if you didn't, you weren't listening well enough, so you did well. Hey, our special guest, and I know he's a friend of both of ours, and I'm always, you know, I was impressed with him before he was the Nary Milwaukee president, but the way he's handled this thing has been unbelievable. He's Tom Mainville. He's the owner, Story Hill Renovations. Tom, how are you today?
Good. How you guys doing?
We are doing good. I think I am. I know Jessie is because she's got two beautiful kids and a great company and a really good husband. So I think she's doing good. Hey, guys, can we start a little bit with the show that's coming up? The decision to move forward for the Home Remodeling Show October 16th, 17th, and 18th at State Fair Park has moved forward, and this is going to happen. And I'm really excited about it. And before we get into some of the details, guys, I just got to kind of run through this story a little bit. When I started doing the show, I just was a guy doing a home improvement show. And then I got a chance to meet a number of Nary members through doing the show. And I started kind of getting the feel for what it was to be a Nary member. And then we joined at Entercom Milwaukee. We're Nary members as well. And then Jessie invited me to be her partner in a bags tournament. And I went and kind of watched as Nary members who were in the same field, guys that did roofs together, hung out, and guys that did kitchens, they competed for business, but they were talking about the business and saying, hey, were you able to bid on this one? And what did you think of this idea? And I was very impressed with that. And then I got asked to join the board for these shows. And then sitting on the board, it got to a whole different level for me. And so when people outside would say, man, you sure talk highly of the Nary people. And then I go in to tell them why. Well, now it's at a whole different level as far as the respect that I have. Being on that board, as they made the decision, are we going to move forward with the show or not? And the amount of people that were involved in making that decision, it was incredible to me. And then the leadership team, you know, from Diane to Michelle and Allison, you know, Diane said, look, I think we're good to go and we're going to lead in this. We're not going to wait for somebody else to lead. We're prepared. We have looked at every part of this and we are going to go ahead with this show and we're going to lead and allow people to watch how we do it because I think we're very, very capable and ready to go. And Tom, as the president of Nary Milwaukee, you have to be impressed all the time and maybe not because you're around the Nary people, you know, every day. But this journey that I've been on with this team trying to figure out, okay, how are we going to do this? And it can be done. And we're going to be the people that are going to show that it can be done and how it should be done. And just very impressed with all of that.
Yeah, Mike, you know, it's a good story that you provided. And you know, it's kind of one that we at Nary, we kind of laughed at. You've drank the Kool-Aid, so to speak.
No doubt.
You know, you've gotten on a committee and you've gotten to know some of the people, which is really how I got involved with Nary. You know, we joined, you know, our first 2 years, we didn't do a whole heck of a lot with Nary other than put, you know, the logo our marketing material, and, you know, off we went. But the minute we started joining committees and attending networking events, you know, you really do get to see the good people that are involved with NARI and how they are really passionate about the remodeling industry. And, you know, from there, it just takes off. So your story is very relatable to me. And in terms of, you know, the consumer events, you know, I have become, you know, now that I've been on the executive team for a while and president this year, I have become super, super impressed with Michelle Brown's, you know, she heads up our consumer events. And I've been super impressed at the amount of time, energy, and passion she has for our consumer events. And, you know, continually tries to look for the next, you know, great thing we can do for our consumers and our members. And I just think I've been really impressed with Michelle in these consumer events.
Hey, guys, you know what's interesting is and I am as well, and she had a template that she was able to use, and then she would tweak and then try to add or subtract on what worked. Guys, this is a whole different animal, you know, obviously. And so she had to throw away the template, and Diane had to throw away the template on how this thing has worked really well over the years, and said, look, let's talk to our NARI members. Let's talk to people in and around what we're trying to do. And then let's listen to the homeowners. Is there a homeowner demand that this show happens in October? And when they talked about that part of it, and they went out and they talked to a number of homeowners saying, look, if we do this and we do this correctly, you know, is this something that's needed? And what's funny to me is I feel it here in our home because we're here all the time. And I don't think our kitchen was made, Tom, and both of you guys have spent time in helping us in our kitchen. Our kitchen wasn't made for us to make three meals a day, 7 days a week. It was more made, I think, to have, you know, make a quick lunch and a couple of meals a week, and it's great for that. But now all of a sudden it's something that we're going, boy, if we're going to be home all the time like this, maybe we need to relook at what we're trying to accomplish. And because of that, the homeowner demand to have this show had a lot to do with them moving forward with it.
And that's so true. And we hear that from clients, too. They're using their spaces. They're trying to figure out how to use unused space in a lower level that's been storage with boxes for years, because now suddenly they have three kids that are virtual learning and there's no room for them to do so that they're able to constructively be paying attention during these classes. The other interesting thing too is, I know, and Tom, I don't know if you've heard, we've been hearing people requesting member directories more this year than ever before. So the homeowners are looking to get a hold of good quality contractors that they can trust. And if nobody has stepped up to help deliver that, people are going to end up being those unfortunate stories where they get taken advantage of. We've all seen them in the news. People lose money. And so it's, I think, really important that one of the trade associations, and NARI is the one that's stepping up to the plate to deliver a safe show to the public.
You know, yeah, I totally agree. You know, if you think about it, we're using our homes as, like, you know, restaurants, office, classroom, entertainment. I mean, we're not taking vacations anymore. So it's even becoming, you know, this is our backyard. Landscapers are busier than ever because our backyard has kind of become where we've hung out, you know, all summer. So, and, you know, not only is this good, you know, this show good for consumers to be able to get a hold of us as members, but it's really good for our members too. You know, by hosting a safe and accessible show, you know, we're helping reopen the economy for a lot of our businesses and our members who are small businesses, you know. And I think during this pandemic, if you've never had a great appreciation for the small business, I think that this pandemic has really opened the eyes to the fact that there's a lot of small businesses out there that really need our help. And honestly, 80% of our members are 10 employees or less. So for us to be able to do this for them as well is huge.
You know, the amount of time too that they put in our management team, and again when they said we're going to be the leaders, I'm always impressed with that. And guys, you guys are both athletes at the high school level. As a basketball coach, I always looked for those kids that weren't afraid to lead. And you know what? If we're going to lead this thing and we'll be the ones because we're prepared for that. And that part, I just sat in that meeting and went, okay, man, and now this is at a whole different level. And I love that. Guys, we're going to continue to talk throughout the show. We're going to talk a lot about Story Hill renovations. And I'm asking Tom and Jesse, please don't be mad at me for this. But when people found out that you two were coming on together, I had a couple of people, because I lived really close to Wauwatosa, that said, hey, do you understand that Jesse's company and Tom's company, they're both Wauwatosa companies, and the amount that they've done in our community to help us during this time. And so I started doing some research, and I didn't ask either one of you, is it okay if I talk about this? Because knowing both of you, you would have said, no. You know what, Mike, we do that under the radar. Don't talk about it. But the fact that you guys, as two companies in Wauwatosa, you know, you've come together and said, hey, let's do some things during this COVID thing and let's help our community. And from my understanding, I may be missing some stuff. And again, don't be mad at me for this. But I know that you guys together went out and delivered a bunch of lunches to healthcare workers at some hospitals. You have made a money donation to her task force, because that's one of my clients. He came right up and said, hey, you understand those people you have coming on your show on Saturday have made a big difference in our lives. So thank you for that. And I know about the donut drops. I know about all that stuff. And I just want to say thank you, Tom, to the people at Story Hill Renovations, and Jesse, to the people at Milestone Plumbing. You guys both have this servant leadership heart. And I don't know where it came from. But I'm telling you that it's really impressive to a guy like me that, you know, we goof around and make fun of each other and have fun. But when people come, you know, out of the woodworks, come up to me at a restaurant to say, hey, just so you know what these two companies have done for us, I just wanted to go on the air and say thank you, not only to the owners of Milestone Plumbing and certainly Story Hill Renovations, but to you guys personally and to your staffs for giving back to the community in a very difficult time. So thank you. I appreciate you guys doing that.
Well, thank you. And I think Tom will echo the same thing. We have great teams, and it's not possible without the teams. And we've become one big cohesive team on a lot of projects, and it's awesome to see how much everybody loves working together, and more importantly, how much each of them like to give back.
Hey, Tom, really quick before we get to your break, I was also told, are you guys starting a blood drive coming up in October? Are you guys together doing that, or is that just something that somebody told me about?
Yep, no, so that's actually a partnership that's another one of the things that we wanted to do, and I'll be honest, you know, Jesse's been coordinating a lot of it, but yes, we are doing a blood drive October 30th at Arte in Wauwatosa, and I think it's from 12 to 5, if I'm not mistaken, right, Jesse?
10 to 3 that day. And it's actually just gone live this week. But, Mike, you broke the news early because we were going to announce it this upcoming week to our team. If anybody wants to sign up early, they are welcome to do so. If they go to the Red Cross's website, there's a little search bar that they can type Story Hill Milestone into, and it'll pull it up. And there will be a limited number of spots available. This is the first of what Tom, Jack, and I hope will be many blood drives that we're able to partner to do together. But we want to make sure we're maintaining social distancing and doing everything safely. So we've limited the number of people that can sign up. But we are excited to offer. This will be our first one.
Hey, I apologize, Jesse, if I talked about this a little bit too early, but I knew that you guys were involved in it, and I wanted to just take a couple of minutes to talk about, you know, the difference between some companies and the fact that Story Hill Renovations, Milestone Plumbing have come together to quietly, give back to the community and not have big mouths like me break news like that. So I apologize for that. But that again, October 30th at Arte in Wauwatosa from 10 to 3, the Red Cross website is where you're going to want to find a place to sign up. Guys, let's get to a break again. Thank you so much for what you do for this community. On the other side of the break, I've got some questions for Tom Mainville. I'm going to ask him to maybe keep that Nary Milwaukee president hat on, but let's talk Story Hill Renovations for a little while. I've got a few questions regarding their process and what's going on with their company as far as business during this time of year. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mike McGivern. My co-host this week, she's the owner, Milestone Plumbing. She's Jesse Cannizzaro. Our special guest, he is Nary Milwaukee president, also the owner, partner with Story Hill Renovations. You can go to storyhillrenovations.com. One word, storyhillrenovations.com. Hey, Tom, I wanted to start out talking a little bit about Story Hill Renovations, and I've been on your website a lot, and I see that you guys have a new page and regarding like timelines and how to get things started. And you and I have had this conversation a lot. When you're a consumer looking to do a remodeling project, you really, the good remodeling companies, they have a process that they use, and the process they use is because that's what works best for the consumer and for the company. And if it's okay with you, I'd like to, in this segment, talk a little bit about the process when somebody comes to Story Hill Renovations and says, hey, I'd like to kind of get going and I've got this idea. Can you talk a little bit about the process when they come to work with you and your team?
Yeah, Mike. So, you're right. Everybody has an idea, but then, the first phone call typically deals with, how much will it cost? How long will it take? And so when someone reaches out to us either through our website or gives Jack a call, because Jack takes the majority of the sales calls, we have a conversation, which includes budget, which includes what you're looking to do with the space, just general particulars, because doing this for the amount of years that we've been doing it, we kind of know some ranges of what things will cost, and we kind of know, what's doable, what's not doable. But, if it's a good fit based off that phone conversation, then we come out to the house and do just a free consultation. We meet you, we talk to you about your project a little further in detail and determine if there is a fit to go forward to get into kind of what we call a consulting or letter of agreement phase, where we try to, it's almost like a feasibility study, right? We're really trying to narrow down how much your project's going to cost, what the design's going to be. We measure out the space, et cetera. So that's kind of the first part of our process. And once we, go from there, then we put a budget range together for you. And then we have you come into our office or do a Zoom meeting. We've been doing more Zoom meetings than ever before, kind of showing you the design, showing you, the what we call schedule of values or scope of work. And then, at the end of that conversation, we have what we call a suggested investment amount. And that's the range that your project's probably going to be in with the design we are presenting. And, that's something that's looked at really intense by our team. So, when we go into a home on that first visit, we're just not really shooting arrows in the dark and going, well, I think it's going to be this much. It's we're taking measurements, photos, taking it back to our team, developing a spreadsheet. Really, we have 4 to 5 team members looking at this project to get you a right budget range. And I think that's super important because, without a design, a price is just a price, right? You
right.
need to have a design, and you need to have someone really take a look at it in order to get you down that right road. And I always tell clients, this part of the phase that you're signing up with us to do, this is kind of your insurance policy on knowing that you're going to be in this range for your project.
Hey, Tom, can I ask you, it's interesting to me, I'll get a lot of people that will ask, hey, with what's going on in our world, is this making people like the NARI members busier? Are they not busy? Are people laying people off? Are they trying to hire? And I said, you know what? It's really interesting because, again, as we talked about in that first segment, with people spending more time at home, the good contractors, the NARI members, are guys that are pretty busy right now. And they're out there, and because people are, again, they're not taking the vacations that they thought they were going to take, so they may have some extra cash. And I'm wondering, are you seeing people that are talking more about their needs or their wants at this point?
You know, I think, honestly, they're talking about both. In the 13 years we've been doing this, I can't recall a busier time, which is great for us. You know, when this thing all came about, and, you know, the phone was very slow that first month or two, and then when it was, you know, deemed that we could still keep working, but working safely, we were able to work through it. And, you know, we reached out to a lot of our past clients. Is there anything you need? Is there anything that you really need someone to come take a look at? So for us, it's been busier than ever. And, you know, going back to what, and I'll just touch on this very briefly, you know, going back to what Milestone and Story Hill are, you know, trying to do in the community, I think part of the reason we really feel like we want to do things like that for our community and the areas we serve is that we've been blessed to stay open. We've been blessed to
yes,
be
sir.
Able to continue yep. to work. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there that have not had that opportunity or are not busy or are closing their doors. So it's been a tough, stressful for everyone, you know, the past 6 to 8 months. But I feel like we've been blessed to be able to stay busy, to keep our, you know, people working. And it's just, we've been blessed.
I appreciate you. I thought I'd get a text during that first segment saying, I can't believe you just, talked about that, because it wasn't something that you guys probably would have allowed me. So it's better to ask for forgiveness sometimes than permission. Jesse, same question with you. And Tom, I promise we're going to get back to the process with Story Hill Renovations. But Jesse, same question for you at Milestone Plumbing as far as the business-wise. We've had the conversation. You guys are doing really well as far as, you know, being able to get people the help that they need. Are people contacting Milestone Plumbing for just their needs, or has it started to go now, okay, we need this, but boy, we sure want this?
You know, and in the beginning especially, it was a lot of needs. People were suddenly working from home. The kids were home. We were seeing sewer backups and faucets breaking, and the houses, and especially in our area where they're older, were just taking a lot of abuse, and things were breaking, and a lot of parents were blaming it on their kids. So we
right.
saw our service work tick up considerably, and, I mean, things were getting flushed down the toilets that you would be like, why would they do that? But they're kids. They just don't know any better, and the parents were stressed. So I would say initially it's been a lot of repair work, but we're starting to see people ready to plan, ready to get their rooms so that things are more functional for them. So it's definitely been a shift, which is great for anybody that does remodeling, that people are looking to spend and put money into these homes.
Hey, guys, let's get to a break. Tom, where we let off on your process, and I thought we would go one segment, and I apologize for breaking in and asking you guys that question, but I thought it was important. We talked about kind of that insurance policy, and that'll be our jumping off point for the next segment. We are talking, our special guest is Tom Mainville. He is, if you don't think he's been busy here the last 6 months, you know, Story Hill Renovation's been busy, and he's the NARI Milwaukee president. And if you want to just spend a couple of minutes with him, he's going to talk about his daughters and how busy they are and how in their lives he is. So he is a busy guy, and he's one of the good guys out there. StoryHillRenovations.com if you want to get more information about Tom Mainville and his team. This is the NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGiver. My co-host, she is Jesse Canizero. owner of Milestone Plumbing, and our special guest, Tom Mainville, Nary Milwaukee president. He's a partner of Story Hill Renovations. They're located in Wauwatosa. And you can go check them out, storyhillrenovations.com. One word. Look at that website. Tom, I had cut you guys off, and I apologize for that, but we're talking a little bit about the process when somebody calls and he starts to do some business with Story Hill Renovations. And we've gotten to the point where it's kind of the insurance policy for the consumer. Can we kind of take the next couple of steps in that process then?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, once that design proposal and that schedule of values has been approved, you know, we've shown the client the conceptual drawings and where the amount is going to be probably for the project. Then we typically take, you know, like a 4% deposit down to go to the next phase, which is the design phase. And that really gets into the details of the project. You know, that this client now works with our designer. You know, typically it's 3 to 4 to maybe even 5 meetings, depending on the size of the project, where they're picking out everything with the designer, from paint colors to finishes to tile to plumbing fixtures, electrical fixtures, et cetera. So they go through that phase. And then once that phase is complete, then we go to a trade review day. And a trade review day essentially brings all of our trade partners out to the project. We know what's been selected. We know what we're putting in. We know what we're installing. And we get each of those trade people through the project. And you know, it's been a little different now. We've had to stagger times. You know, we're doing things safely, you know, now that we're in this pandemic. And you know, it used to be that we would bring everybody in sometimes at once, but now it's staggered. But, you know, this trade review day, and Jesse can speak to it, because, honestly, we just got done with a trade review yesterday for a project yesterday afternoon. So what the trade review really does, it helps everyone, okay? It helps our trade partners to really see the home, to see, you know, what we have to work with, what we're installing. And it also really helps the client understand who's going to be coming into their home and working on their home. I found it, you know, yesterday was one of our smaller trade reviews, but I staggered everyone. But it was really nice because, you know, everyone gets to meet everyone. When trade partners would show up at different times, we were all sitting there talking on the driveway. The clients get to meet everyone. This particular client yesterday got to meet Jesse. And honestly, this project's pretty close to Jesse's home. So Jesse would tell her, hey, we walk down the street every day. So they got to talking. And it just really makes the client feel comfortable as to who's coming in and working on their home. So that's kind of, you know, once that trade review's done, then we typically go to contract like 2 weeks later.
Hey, Jesse, when Tom talks about the trade review, I think that's really important, because I would want my wife, and I would be there as well. Mm-hmm. But before this happened, I worked out of an office and she worked out of her home. And I would want her to be very comfortable and to meet everybody that's going to be coming in and out for those, you know, that 2 week process or the 4 week or 8 week or however long the project is. But I think that's really important. That's an important thing that Tom and the people at Story Hill Renovations do.
For sure. And there's a comfort level. This is somebody's personal space. You know, you want to make sure that, you know, Terry was going to be comfortable and that your home was going to be respected. So I get that, Mike, and I agree. And Story Hill's clients feel much the same way. The other, I think, interesting piece with the trade review for me personally and how Story Hill does things is it eliminates those change orders and those extras, because I get to go take a look, whether it's myself or somebody else from our team, at what the project is going to be. And it allows us to look outside of maybe what a picture would show and see, are things up to code? Is everything been piped properly? Or are there concerns that are outside of maybe just 3 feet away from where that kitchen is that need to be discussed? Yesterday's trade review, there were no major concerns, but there have been times where we've gone into a home and maybe somebody's had a handyman or a brother-in-law that's done a little bit of work outside of that area that's not up to code and could be a safety concern. And it allows us to get eyes on that, to have that discussion and let the homeowner know on the front end So it's not a surprise halfway through the project or at the end of the project. So that's always been really important to me, the way that they do those trade reviews. I think it's a huge asset for the client.
Hey, and when you guys are doing that, if somebody says, hey, it's all screwed up because Mike McGivern tried to come over and fix it, don't believe them, guys. Just to, you know, you hear Zach's commercial where he says Terry's got them on speed dial anytime I've tried any project. It's not every project, just most projects. So, Tom, then if we can, you guys get to the construction part of it. The part that's really impressive, and obviously you guys have gotten really good at it, but you've had to adjust it, as you talked about staggering people, your trade partners coming in and out. Who then takes over at Story Hill Renovations and makes sure the timeline and the calendar and the consumer knows exactly who's coming in each day?
So then, you know, once we get to construction, I always tell clients, you know, for us, for our team, swinging the hammer, honestly, is the easiest part. We've got the tough part behind us because we do a ton on the front end in terms of the design, you know, the trade review, the really going over and over and over, making sure we have everything in that construction contract called out and ready to go when we start your project. That, you know, once we get in there, it's pretty, you know, that's the fun part for us. So, you know, typically when we get the construction contract, you know, that gets signed, materials get ordered. Then I typically have a production meeting with our carpenters and our project manager to kind of hand off the project to them. And then once they get it, you know, they take it and run with it. And we've got a really nice project management software system that we use that keeps everybody plugged into the project, from, you know, the client to our carpenters to our trade partners. So the communication there what I feel kind of sets us apart a little bit in terms of, you know, being very detailed, very communicated. I always tell clients, when you're working with us, you know, you're never calling us, asking us what's going on. We're always chasing you. And that's something that I think provides a comfort level for the client too, knowing that it's under control and that we're on top of it.
Hey, Tom, when you started with Story Hill Renovation, started in this business, and I know your background, I'm wondering, you know, a year, 2 years in, if you ever thought that you would be to the point now when we're talking about, you know, having this project manager handle this in the software that we can make sure that everybody's up to date with. I mean, the process, this has been kind of a thing that you guys, an exercise that you guys have done for a long time, but tweaked it here and tweaked it there and said, look, this is now available and this is actually going to be better for our clients to have this software. Yeah. Can you imagine 15 years ago if we had been talking, hey, this is where Story Hill Renovations is going to be in 15 years?
Yeah, it's pretty funny. I do tease my project manager sometime because he has this great, you know, system. And you know, up till maybe, you know, probably 5 years ago, you know, I was doing a lot of the project managing and I would have a physical calendar in front of me, right? And I would be writing things down, and then I'd be erasing, and I'd be changing, and, it, you know, I'd have my planner out, and it's just, it is crazy how things have changed, but they've gotten better. You know, I think any business owner will tell you, you know, your business is always evolving. If it's not, something's wrong. You know, you're always trying to get better. You're always trying to improve the processes. You're always trying to get the best tools for your people so that they can succeed, you know, and that's just kind of how the business has evolved. But I do shake my head sometimes at you know, just the way we're doing things now. And it's great. It's great.
Hey, I still have that calendar, just so you know, and I write it and erase and I get made fun of. And, you know, I don't have a flip phone anymore, though, Tom. So that's big for me. Hey, the last part of this and we're going to spend a few minutes on, because I think it's really important, is that once the project is complete and every last punch list of items is taken care of, you guys schedule a project completion meeting, and then you come back, you follow up 11 months later to make sure that you know, how it is, how the space is working for the client. And when you talked about something that sets you guys apart, I think this is another thing that sets Milestone Plumbing apart, right? And Story Hill Renovations, of course.
Yeah, you know, that's honestly the 11-month, you know, follow-up. You know, obviously we finished the project. You know, we do a post-construction meeting with the client, making sure that they're happy. You know, we provide our lien waivers at the end of the project. I do a little bit of an interview, so to speak, to really get their feedback on all of our trade partners and our staff and how they did.
Sure.
And then I try to provide that feedback, you know, back to the people that we use on the project so that everyone, you know, can continue to improve their business and we can continue to excel at the client experience. And that's really what we try to do. But then, you know, the 11-month checkup, it is something, you know, that I knew a couple, I had gotten the idea from a couple other, you know, seminars that I had attended. I really liked the idea. And that 11-month checkup, you know, I tell people it's kind of like our opportunity to come back to, you know, maybe adjust some doors, to take a look, you know, if things need to be touched up, how are things working? Because I want to know, you know, when we're promising someone a beautiful project at the end, I want to make sure that that project is holding up and standing the test of time, you know. So, and it's a good opportunity for us, too, to reconnect with the client and see if they have anything else that they need us to take care of. Because, you know what, I've been to these 11-month, you know, project, you know, meetings, and, you know, not only am I there to look at their project that we've done for them, but then all of a sudden they'll bring me into another room and they'll go, you know what, I think it's time to get this bathroom or this powder room done or this room done. And so that's another opportunity for us to continue that relationship, which we've really, it's been a good thing for our team.
Tom, you had told me a story, I don't know if it was a year ago or whenever it was, but you went to one of those 11-month meetings and the woman had two of her neighbor friends over to say, hey, look, they love our space so much, and to introduce you to them so that you could start to work in their homes. And I just, I think that is such a, it's such a badge of honor for you that it's word of mouth, a lot of word of mouth, and one neighbor coming into the space that you worked with a client and then saying, well, hold on, that looks really good. I want something similar over by us. And that happens a lot to Story Hill Renovations and the people that they work with. I would recommend to go to that website. And trust me, when a lot of people have questions about timelines and budgets and average it out. And on the bottom of that page that we're talking about as far as the process with Story Hill Renovations, the bottom of the page, they have timeline and budget and average project costs and the construction phase timelines. And then they've got a, you know, the kind of their map on what they use as far as from the phone call, you know, to the agreement, to the trade review, as they had talked about, construction start date, kind of gives you a really good idea. Now, there's some variables. There's some things that these are averages, but this is a really good kind of just map. When you think, hey, look, I want to redo my whole kitchen because I'm cooking for Christmas, you want to look at this timeline because we might be a little late on that. If you're going to just tweak the kitchen and make it and clean it up a little bit, I think we could probably get that done. But if you're going to redo the whole kitchen, you're going to want to look at the timeline. And it's storyhillrenovations.com is the website. Guys, let's get to a break. Other side of the break, Tom, I'm going to ask you if it's okay. I know that the way you and Jack started this company, you kind of have gone back to that a little bit. And you guys are doing a project that I want to just kind of touch on. And then I want to talk a little bit about more about the show coming up October 16th, 17th, and 18th. For more information on that show, narymilwaukee.org. My co-host this week, Jesse Cannizzaro, she's the owner of Milestone Plumbing, and our special guest, Tom Mainville, Nary Milwaukee president and a partner at Story Hill Renovations. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. My co-host this week, she's Jesse Cannizzaro, owner of Milestone Plumbing, And our special guest, he's Nary Milwaukee President Tom Mainville, also a partner with Story Hill Renovations. Hey, Tom, can we just talk for a couple of minutes about the Story Hill Group? I know that the way you guys kind of started this, you and Jack, you've kind of jumped back into that where you're going to put a house up that you guys have been obviously remodeling here for a while in Wauwatosa. Wondering what that process was like, and congratulations on the Story Hill Group.
Thanks, Mike. You know, we're really excited about this new project that we're doing, and it really kind of takes it back to where Jack and I started from. And so, you know, just a brief backdrop, you know, Jack and I have been longtime friends probably since late 80s, early 90s. So, you know, in the mid-90s, probably mid-2000s, we were buying houses and fixing them up in the older neighborhoods and then selling them. So we did about three or four houses just to make sure, you know, that and we were doing this just part-time. We both had full-time jobs, but doing it just, you know, it, for him and I, it's always been with older homes, you know, the labor of love. We loved the old homes, the character. And we just wanted to see if we could do a couple houses, work together, still maintain our friendship, because that was, you know, a number one in terms of us working together. So we did a few houses. One of the last houses we did, you know, was probably around 2008. At that time, the market wasn't great. All of a sudden, you know, money wasn't easily available to get in terms of financing for those types of things or that type of project. So it kind of dissolved there. But what morphed out of it was obviously Story Hill Renovations. We had people coming through those houses and you know, saying, wow, this kitchen is great. Do you guys do this, you know, for a living? And we're like, well, not really. We just, you know, do this as our hobby on the side. And they would look at us like we're crazy. But we, you know, we enjoyed it. So, but then Story Hill Renovations came along. You know, we've worked hard. We've you know, tried to build the business, and you know, we've surrounded ourselves with, you know, great trade partners. We have a good solid team in place. So, an opportunity came to us, you know, in the spring. One of our friends had a neighbor whose family lived there for close to 6 years, raised six kids. Wow. The house was in really rough shape. They didn't do any remodeling for probably 50 to 60 years. And they just didn't have the energy to fix it up so that they could sell it. We were connected with this family, super family. I actually walked the house through with the family before they decided to sell it to us. But we agreed, you know, on a price. They sold it to us. We actually, during the closing period, because, you know, you've got some time there between agreeing on a price and then closing on it, you know, we agreed to, you know, they were moving, they were transitioning into a senior home. They didn't want to cut the grass anymore. I think Jack actually sent his son over there, and we were cutting the grass for them while we were waiting on the closing. But it, you know, it evolved into a good relationship. So then we closed on the home about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and we are now in the midst of demoing the whole house in terms of the inside. But it's something that we're really excited to do. It's something that we used to do a lot, and we used to have fun doing it together. This is a project that we can do. We can also involve our team in it, which is great. You know, our designers are going to kind of do the finishes inside of the home, but, you know, we're anticipating that this project will probably finish up, we're hoping, by February or March 1st. March 1st, I think, was our drop-dead deadline to put the house on the market. But it's exciting. It's exciting for us because it's something we used to do, and now we get to go back to doing that a little bit. But, you know, we've told our team and our, you know, all of our partners, our main focus is still our business, which is the remodeling side and Story Hill Renovations. But this is kind of something that we can do just to kind of add some work for our team and to really take old houses that are really, really suffering and take that off somebody's plate before they sell it and really bring the house back to life. And we're excited. Like, we've had this client, we've had conversations with this client. We've told them to come back and check it out, and we're going to let them know when we're in drywall phase and when we're going to put the kitchen together so that they can come back and look at it and really see how we're going to bring this house back to life.
Hey, Tom, what is your wife's first name?
Kristen.
Hey, Jesse, do you think Kristen looked at Tom and said, you're not busy enough at this point as the Nary Milwaukee president, as the Partner Story Hill renovations? You're going to buy this house and do what you were doing, you know, back in 2008. Are you sure you don't have enough on your plate? I'm sure that conversation happened, Jesse.
Honestly, Mike, I doubt it did. And the reason I say that, I love Tom's wife. That woman is high energy. She has
That's
got
awesome.
As much energy as Tom does. And so I bet she supported this. But Tom would have to tell us what happened.
Tom, she didn't even look at you cross-eyed a little bit like, man, you're really busy right now. You sure you want to take something else on?
Yeah, it's funny because it was more like a, you're what? You know, and then I took my kids through it the first day, and, you know, it's in such rough shape, and they just kind of looked around, and they said, Dad, why did you do this? And I was just like, well, but it'll all turn out. You know, we got a good plan in place.
Look at the lessons that you're teaching them. Tom, right there. You know what? Never let them call you lazy. I'll tell you that. Hey, guys, before we get out, and we only have a couple of minutes, I want to go back with the show. The show is happening, the Home Remodeling Show at State Fair Park, October 16th, 17th, and 18th. And if you missed the first segment of our show today, for me to be on that board and to listen to Michelle and to Diane and Allison and everybody at the Nary Milwaukee office, say, look, we're going to take this leadership role. We are ready. We've had 50 or 60 people involved in making this decision, and the time and effort in the decision process was incredible. But I know that both of you guys are really excited that people can come out October 16th, 17th, and 18th. All of the safety measures, everything is set now, and we're ready to roll with it. So, Tom, congratulations on that.
Yeah, no, like you said, I think it speaks volumes to the team that we have at Nary Milwaukee. I mean, they really made sure that we were ready to go and that we were comfortable, you know, hosting this show and that we have the safety protocols in place. So I'm really excited.
Yeah, I am too. Guys, I can't thank you enough. And for what you do, your two companies, what you're doing behind the scenes, under the radar screen, for a number of companies in the Wauwatosa market, let me just be the one to say thank you so much for what you do. And the servant leadership from the top is really incredible. She's Jesse Cannizzaro, owner of Milestone Plumbing, and Tom Mainville, Nary Milwaukee president and owner of Story Hill Renovations. Guys, thanks so much. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.